Hi, it's a great pleasure to have you here. Now, so Iceland, you're from Iceland. I always get the impression it's a country full of rare nature, as I've never been there, but I think for a foreigner it's sort of full of elves and volcans and stuff. How is it real? How would you describe it?
Full of elves and volcans.
So it's just like something mystical, something...
No, not really. It's just an ordinary country, but maybe the special thing about it is that it's different. It's landscape is very different, and people's mentality is maybe different because of
it. Is it?
Yeah.
In which way?
Because we're a small island somewhere in the North Atlantic, and there are only 280 or 90,000 people that live there, and most people know each other. And of course, things like winter.
So
always dark.
Do they care always about each other much more than somewhere in the city, or is it?
No, less.
Less. Yeah. Less. But maybe care about gossip stuff and things like that, as I also come from a small village.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah,
gossiping and stuff.
Reykjavik is very much gossip all
is
the
it?
Time. Yeah.
But
because that's the only. It's the biggest city in Iceland, and it's the only real city in Iceland. But still, it's small, so people are always gossiping about each other.
But you don't care anymore about that? Or is it sometimes
really.
When you come back?
Yeah, it's all the time. It's all the time.
So your music got a lot to do with nature and the sound of the nature. And do you think when you would make music somewhere else, it would sound completely different? It wouldn't be that Sigur Rós as we know it right now?
I think it wouldn't matter now. I think if we went somewhere else and made music, it would still sound the same, because we are brought up in Iceland and we lived in Iceland for so many years that I don't think we will ever change.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if we were born in another country, then it would definitely be different.
Mm. But if you would go somewhere else, also if you would go to Africa, it would still sound like Sigur Rós as we know it.
Yeah, I think so.
So you use a language which is not a common language, it's Hopelandish. What's that?
It's Babel.
Babel.
Yeah, it's nothing. On our album, Agitspurin, most of the tracks are in Icelandic. Actually, all of them except one. But now our new songs, they're just Babel.
Babel, and sometimes children do that they get separated from the adults, like having their own language. Is that something that you want to do as well? Separate somehow?
I don't know. No, not really.
Is it just what comes in your mind and better words to say, not even if they mean something? Maybe for you they mean something, but...
I think maybe you'll have to ask Jónsson the singer about that, but I think it's just... I think... The music, in a way, speaks for itself. So, when there are no lyrics, you will still understand the song without understanding the words. Even though it would be in Icelandic, people, I think, even though they don't understand Icelandic, they might understand the song.
Yeah.
Anyway.